What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Built Different podcast. My name is Zach Clinton. I'll be your host, and as we continue to grow, I'll have friends joining me each week to interview some of the leading experts in the fields of motivational speaking, mental health, ministry, and even sports. Our goal is to instill hope, encouragement, and motivation in and through your life today, and our prayer is that after each episode, you'd be more equipped and encouraged to look, love, and live more like Christ from the inside out. That's our definition of what it means to be built different. So I hope you're ready. You better buckle up. Let's roll. What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to this week's edition of the Built Different podcast. I'll be your host, Zach Clinton, and as we begin, I hope and pray you all are having a great start to 2024, and I pray that this would be a year that would bring you and yours great joy, great growth, and great blessings. That being said, today we're so blessed to be joined by, in my opinion, one of the most inspiring people I've had the opportunity of meeting, and someone who just has a heart for Jesus and a heart for others. Joining us today is renowned speaker, best-selling author, and hope dealer, Miss Catherine Wolf. But before I share with you a little bit more about our incredible guest, I wanted to remind our listeners that one of our sponsors for the podcast is Extraordinary Women's Ministry. eWomen's mission is to host Christian women's events and provide resources that equip women to handle life's difficulties while enriching their hearts, encouraging their souls, and expanding their ministries. Ultimately, their desire and vision is to draw women closer to the heart of God and His extraordinary plan for their daily lives. Now, I'm blessed to say that my mom, Julie, who we had on the show just a few short weeks ago, leading up to Christmas, she is actually the president and host of these events. And let me tell you, you guys, they are life-changing. If you're a lady out there listening who could use a weekend away to grow in your relationship with God and with thousands of other women who could help encourage you and create a stronger, like-minded community alongside of you, then I believe eWomen could bless you immensely. This year, eWomen will be touring to 10 different cities across the U.S. So to find out which cities and also to lock in your ticket today, be sure to go visit our website at eWomen.net to find out more about those details right now. Again, eWomen.net. Now, to get back to today's conversation, again, our guest today joining us is an incredibly inspiring woman who was actually just on tour with us at eWomen all last year. Her name, Catherine Wolf. Since miraculously surviving a catastrophic stroke back in 2008, Catherine has used her second chance at life to champion the truth that suffering and joy can coexist in what she has identified as our good, hard story. What I love about Catherine is that even in the midst of challenges, adversities, and disabilities, Catherine lives with and exudes the joy of the Lord. Catherine reminds us that although we may all have our invisible wheelchairs, we can still disrupt the myth that joy can only be found in a pain-free life. Today, we'll be taking a deep dive into Catherine's newest book releasing this April titled Treasures in the Dark, 90 Reflections on Finding Brighten in the Hurting. Our prayer is that this conversation would help you find grace for the heartbreak of unmet expectations, explore the surprising intersection of pain and purpose, wholeheartedly embrace the life you never imagined, living with perseverance and joy, and recognizing how your healing can be a part of the world's healing. My friends, let's now welcome our guest, renowned speaker, best-selling author, and hope dealer herself, Catherine Wolf. Miss Catherine, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, Zach, I'm so glad to be here with you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, man. Let me tell you, it is always a blessing every time I get the opportunity of having a conversation with you just to glean just from your wealth of wisdom and knowledge, but also to be inspired with the hope and the joy that you possess and that you exude to all of those you have the opportunity of interacting with. I was blessed this past year because I was able to see you really quite frequently, whether it was at Extraordinary Women Tour, whether it was at our AACC No Hope, that's KNOW Hope World Conference this past fall. But you know, Catherine, before we take a deep dive into our conversation today, obviously we just got out of the Christmas season. We just are now embracing a new year. I'm interested, though, I wanted to ask you a fun question up front. What does it look like leading up to and throughout the Christmas season in the Wolf household?
Oh, goodness. Well, we have several fun things that we do. We love to get some hot cocoa and drive around and look at Christmas lights. And we love to, well, I'm headed tonight. This isn't family. This is just Catherine. But I'm headed tonight to the Christmas event, the women's event for our church, Passion wow. City. So the Grove yeah. has a really big special Christmas thing tonight that's nice. Amazing. And what else do we do? love to do lots of eating, a whole lot of eating this time of year, lots of fun foods around. And, you know, I didn't eat for 11 months, so it's a big deal to get to eat all the Christmas goodies once again.
That's right.
And, yeah, just a lot of fun celebrations with the boys. I have two boys, and, yeah, it's a great, great time of year. I love Advent.
We love the Advent season as well. It sounds like you guys do a lot of fun things. Like you said, a lot of eating, but also just a lot of family time, creating memories together. That's such a special time. Uh-huh. We're so grateful just for God truly sending his one and only son to this earth, right? Humbling himself, coming and being a fully God yet fully man so that we may then spend eternal life with him because of the life that he lived. Catherine, knowing that, you know, we're heading into a new year, though, at the release of this episode, it's so exciting because we all have New Year's resolutions. For me, I love to read. So I actually started that in 2023 throughout the entire year. I wanted to read more. I committed myself to doing that. So 2024, I'm going to be reading more, whether that's just gleaning again from the wisdom and just the excitement, the lessons that God has taught others, but also spending more time in his word and just spending more time in his presence. You're releasing an incredible new book. It's really a devotional that's titled Treasures in the Dark, 90 Reflections on Finding Bright Hope Hidden in the Hurting. Catherine, this upcoming spring at the release of this book, I'm interested, what was the inspiration behind it, but also what do you want every reader to walk away with?
Oh, thank you for asking. I love that you're talking about Treasures in the Dark. It's going to be a very exciting part of my 2024.
Yes.
Treasures in the Dark, we believe, is much more than a devotional book because, honestly, we know too much. You can't just write a devotional book and slap a sticker on what is no doubt horrible pain. Nobody's buying Treasures in the Dark unless they're going through the darkness.
Right.
So we believe there are seasons of that, and that's why there's 90 reflections. They're broken into three categories, 30 reflections each on for the hurting, for the healing, for the hoping, essentially meeting people where they are, because people might be at the beginning of a terrible deep loss, and they need a reflection on complete disbelief that this is my story. But then maybe a year from now, they can engage a reflection on looking outward with the pain, of finding redemption in helping others, that beautiful 2 Corinthians 1 truth that we comfort others with the comfort that we ourselves have received. So we know there are different places on the journey through deep suffering, and we're hoping to kind of speak to all of it.
I love that, Miss Catherine. That's one of our theme verses here at the AACC, 2 Corinthians 1:3-4, like you said, being able to be blessed by the comfort of God so that we can then comfort others with that same comfort we have received from him. And I love just that title, Treasures in the Dark, because we really can find some of the greatest lessons, some of the greatest hope in the midst of some of the greatest hurting. Catherine, for you, I know a lot of our listeners and viewers, probably if not all of them, know you. They know your testimony. They know your story. But there may be a listener or viewer out there that may not know everything about you. Something I want them to understand is that you're not a stranger to pain and adversity in this life. You've gone through some deep and difficult and dark waters of your own. Could you just share just a little bit of your testimony and how you have learned?
Absolutely. Out of absolutely nowhere, with no family history, no warnings, no symptoms, no medical history, I had a massive brainstem stroke and very nearly died at age 26, and went from perfectly able-bodied, young mother, newlywed, to 100% disabled, living with a wheelchair in my story now, unable to drive, unable to speak or eat for many months. That has kind of returned. And essentially my life has been turned upside down. In these last 15 years, I've had 12 surgeries, many extremely painful, difficult surgeries, and I've taken some very bad falls, broken my leg, broken some ribs, tore my ACL, MCL meniscus. That was just a lot of really horrible suffering on any and all levels. Obviously, the emotional toll would be just off the charts of a complete reversal of your entire life of wondering, you know, how could God let this happen to me? Where is God in the midst of this terrible, deep suffering? And is God even real? And if he is real, is he for me? And, yeah, just a lot of deep soul searching and wondering, can I stay on earth? Am I going to be able to stay here? And finding throughout my struggle that I could not deny that God not only was real, but was at work for my benefit, and that God does not make mistakes with our lives, that there's purpose and intention, that he is on the move in all things.
You know, that reminds me, Catherine. One, let me just say this. I'm so grateful for you. You truly are a gift to so many. I think, you know, something I've been inspired by deeply in the midst of your story and just interacting with you is your perseverance, your endurance, but also the way in which you view life. And, you know, at Ewham in this past year, you brought up a word that you said you wish would be, you know, entered into the English dictionary, which was good hard. And so I'm interested, how do you have that perspective of good hard in the midst of your life?
Oh, I see it so clearly that life is never one note. Good and hard are not mutually exclusive. They coexist so beautifully. They coexist, and all of our lives are both good and hard in the very same breath. And I'm on a mission to share that with our world that wants to make everything one note, either really good or really hard, that they can never be both. I have my very own podcast called the Good Hard Story Podcast.
That's right.
Where I do that. I like to highlight that stories are good and hard at the same time. And I love the thought that's the title of the new book, the Isaiah 45:3.
Yes.
That he gives hidden treasure in the darkness, riches stored in secret places, so that we may know him, the God who summons us by name. And I love that thought, that in our deep darkness, there's treasure that God has for us, that we can find a special treasure hidden in secret places that God gives to us, that we get to cherish and let it inform the rest of our lives.
Yeah, that's so good, because you've also mentioned that God has downloaded to you several lessons that he's taught you about the good hard life in the midst of your life, especially in the midst of challenging times. And I love what you said at Ewham in this past year, all throughout the tour, you said that you've learned how to be sassy or bossy with your own soul. So
you're
I'm interested. Miss Catherine, what are some of those lessons that God has revealed to you about the good hard life in your own life?
Oh, goodness. Well, what you said is that I have to get bossy would be a primary lesson. That Psalm 42:5 is our guide, that sometimes we got to get our soul back on board, is how I say it. That we got to get sassy with the soul and tell our soul, hope in God. That's what we're doing here. We are hoping in God. Psalm 42:5 says, why are you downcast, O my soul? Why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I will again praise him, my rock and my salvation. So we see the psalmist get his soul back on board. And we have to do the same in our own lives.
That's right.
I would say other lessons in living this good, hard life is recognizing that we are on assignment. That there is purpose in our stories, and we have been assigned our lives for a reason, and we are now called to live lives worthy of the assignment we're called to, our story.
That's right. Something that I've always heard you share that always has stuck with me, and I try to apply into my daily life, is you always say, disrupt the myth that joy can only be found in a pain-free life. You call That's yourself right. a joyful rebel.
Yeah.
I'm interested, you know, because during the Thanksgiving season, a verse, you know, we can obviously go back to Psalm 100. We can relate to 1 Thessalonians 15, right, or 5, 16, 18. But one that stuck out to me was Philippians 4:11, where Paul is writing from a prison cell, and he writes, "For I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances." And so I'm interested, as you talk about, right, celebrating the process and not the outcome, Catherine, what do you do every day that we can begin applying into our own lives to actually find joy no matter the circumstance?
Yeah. Well, 100% gratitude is the key, of course. Gratitude for what remains in the story is always the key to any joy. To rebelling joyfully is, I think it's actually twofold. It's adjusting our expectations. That's so important. And then it's gratitude for what actually is. So we've got to forget what we thought it was going to be like. God's going to overwhelm our expectations, but we can't be wedded to it looking just like it did when we were kids. You know, I think it's 1 Corinthians 13:11 that talks about at some point you got to put the childish ways aside and be an adult. And that can be a very painful process. But how sad is it if that doesn't happen? How sad if you are still a child, even though you're an adult now? When you're an adult, it's time to put away childish things. It can be painful, but we must. And I say we can dream new dreams. We can recognize, oh, I thought it was going to look like this, but God has something different for my story. So I will emotionally agile and pivot into the story that God is writing.
That's so good, Catherine, because everything that you're really saying, it really does revert back to the way in which we view, right, what we do. It reverts back to perspective. And something that I hear often is, you know, how you view what you do will ultimately affect how you do what you do. If we view this life as, you know, God is just this authoritative figure punishing us, allowing bad things to happen, right, it's going to be difficult to see things from a joyous perspective. But when we view things from a different perspective of saying, no, God's not just allowing it to happen, He's actually in your midst experiencing it with you. He's actually bringing forth James 1:2-4, consider it pure joy whenever you face trials of many kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith is going to produce something in a sense greater within you, not just perseverance, but it can produce endurance, it can produce a different perspective, it can produce so many good things. And so, Catherine, I'm interested for you, was there ever a moment in your story, in your testimony, maybe when you were going through the darkness in the trial, that there was just this moment of recollection and seeing things from God's perspective rather than our own earthly one?
I think all along, I think early on, the Lord really allowed an understanding that this is a story that God is writing, not just a moment. Our lives are not moments. They are stories, and stories have chapters and seasons. And it may feel awful in the season you're in, but you won't always be there. The nature of seasons is that they change.
It's so true. They do change. And I think of that Albert Einstein quote, we can view or live life in one of two ways, viewing everything as a miracle or viewing nothing as a miracle.
Exactly. I definitely like to recognize, because it's true, that everything is a miracle. That, you know, so many times in our lives, we're waiting for the miracle, right? We're waiting to get the big miracle. And we miss the miracle that is right in front of our nose. We miss the miracle right here because we're waiting for some miracle out there. You know, for me, did I get the miracle? Well, if you saw me in the grocery store in my wheelchair, you might not think it's much of a miracle that I'm here in the state. But if you know that I should be dead, I survived a fatal brainstem stroke, you might suddenly see that as a profound miracle of God. Everything is how you see it. Everything depends how are you going to redefine it with the kingdom-minded eyes?
Right. Our perspective steers our potential, and we often get out of life what we look for in it. Catherine, up to this point, I feel like we've talked a lot to the end user, the person listening today that's maybe going through a discouraging season, that's maybe disappointed with their circumstances or what's going on around them. But I also, I don't want to take away from the people that may be listening or watching this interview that are walking alongside of hurting people in their own lives. I listened to a podcast that you did recently where you said there's a difference between the ministry of truth and the ministry of tears. And yeah. I think it's so important for us to recognize, you know, like you said, sometimes our presence is more necessary than our perspective. So, Catherine, to the person out there today who's around a lot of hurting and broken people, maybe it's a counselor, maybe it's somebody that is a coach that just helps people in the midst of dark times, what's just a fresh word or a different perspective to help them walk alongside of people more effectively?
Yeah, gosh, I definitely love that you remember that I said that, because I think that is always the key. The ministry of tears and the ministry of presence are so much more important in the moment of deep pain than the ministry of truth. There will be time for deep truth, but the reality is we're going to need much more truth than can be communicated in an awkward, dumb cliche that hurts people. Yeah. There is deep truth to be shared, but not necessarily when your child dies, somebody tells you that heaven needed another angel. That is not helpful. You know, we need tears and presence, and loving people well looks like, what can I do? And I'm going to get in there. And actually not, what can I do? But I'm doing it. Tell me your coffee order. I'm going to Starbucks. I'll be at your house in 10, but the coffee order, come to the door or not, is waiting for you. That's love. It's showing up and not trying to offer a bunch of platitudes.
Yeah. I think that's caring for people's God's way too. You know what I mean? Because like you said, 100%. we aren't the one that holds, right, the power or the peace or the hope. That's only found in Christ and in Christ alone. So my goal, even as a counselor, is like you said, it's just showing up for people. It's sitting with them. It's crying with them. It's mourning with them. But also it's pointing them to the one who brings those things that they're ultimately seeking, help, hope, and healing. And so I'm so grateful for you, Catherine, again, and just the gift that you are. I want to ask you this, but then I'll wrap it up with a closing question. Where can our listeners go come April? Can they pre-order the book somewhere? Where can they go to purchase the new book, Treasures in the Dark?
Treasures in the Dark and our other books are all available everywhere books are sold. So from Amazon to Barnes & Noble to really anywhere they sell books, they're there, but also on our website, Hope Heals, as well. Pretty much all over.
And share with us a little bit, too, about Hope Heals and just the ministry that you guys have on a daily, yearly basis.
Oh, thank you, Zach. Hope Heals is just this incredible, evolving entity of sharing hope. Our ministry started by speaking and writing and sharing, and we cultivated this just really unique disability community of folks all over the country. And now we have a summer camp for families where someone has a disability. And we're opening, by the time this airs almost, opening a coffee shop that will employ people with disabilities and be an inter-accessible space for people to be customers who have disabilities of all kinds. And we are able just to really minister through sacred spaces of belonging and belovedness. We like to say that we offer a space where there is no space. There's no seat at the table for so many folks living with disabilities. And we like to make a seat and say, come sit with me.
Wow. Catherine, thank you just for everything that you are doing. I challenge all of our listeners and our viewers to go to hopeheals.com, find out more about Catherine, find out more about the incredible resources, the books, everything that they're offering to countless individuals, so that way we can get the hope that Catherine lives with, and we can also recognize that hope is a person. Catherine, as you know, as I love to close every episode up on our podcast, is just by allowing our guests the opportunity just to share a pressing word. Maybe it's a lesson that God is teaching you in this season of life for such a time as this. So to the person today, Catherine, that's maybe discouraged, maybe they're disappointed, maybe they feel deflated coming out of the holiday season, stepping into a new year in 2024. What's the word of hope, encouragement, and motivation that you want to leave us all with today?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I would share the word that is this: you get to decide how you feel about your story. Everything in our world is going to tell you how to feel. Everybody's got an opinion about how you're supposed to feel. But at the end of the day, you get to decide what you do with what you got. It is so empowering. You may not be in control of all the circumstances of your life, but you are in complete control of how you respond to them, how you decide to move forward from them, how you, especially as a Christ follower, decide to honor the Lord through your circumstances. That is all decidedly within your control.
That's so good, Catherine. You get the opportunity to decide how you view what you're going through, but also how you respond to what you're going through as well. Catherine Wolf, you are, again, a gift, you're a blessing, you're a hope dealer. I am thankful that I have had the opportunity of gleaning from your wealth of wisdom and knowledge, not just today, but at the several events I've had the opportunity of listening to you at. So just thank you again for your time, for your ministry, and for all of the great things that God is doing in and through your life.
Oh, thank you, Zach. It has been a deep blessing to partner with your sweet family through numerous events and just opportunities to uniquely minister. So I am definitely a fan of the Clinton family and just blessed to be in partnership with you.
Well, thank you so much, Miss Catherine. We love you. We appreciate you. And we pray that you had a blessed Christmas, but also that you have a happy new year.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you too, ma'am. Well, you guys, as we close and continually embark into the unknown of 2024, I wanted to remind you one last time of the verse Catherine mentioned and shared a few times within our conversation today, which was Isaiah 45, verse 3, which says, "I will give you hidden treasures, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who summons you by name." Sometimes the most valuable treasures are found in the darkest of times. In fact, it's often in the very heart of our deepest pain and struggle that God chooses to reveal His most precious gifts. In our lowest, most difficult moments, it's often impossible to see any good thing around us. We suffer, we struggle, we grow weary. We wonder, is God at work in my life? Is He near me? Is there any point to my suffering and any hope for change? Though it's easy for our overwhelming pain to cloud our view of reality, the truth is that even though we can't see it or feel it, God is at work in the darkness. Our Creator is in the business of bringing dead and nearly dead things to life. Even now, my friends, no matter how fresh your wounds might be, He invites you to unearth His hidden treasures in your hurting, to reframe your darkness as a sacred space in which the light of hope can shine most brilliantly. I'm reminded of my pastor's sermon this past Sunday as he preached out of John chapter 8, verse 12, which says, "Jesus spoke to them again, 'I am the light of the world. Anyone who follows me will never walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life.' Remember, we follow Jesus because He is the help you've been looking for to guide you in a difficult time and to give you the hope you've always wanted. No matter what you may be going through today, the help, the hope, and the healing you're desperately searching for, my friends, can only be found in Him." So my friends, as always, thank you guys so much for joining us. We love being a part of your life, and we hope to see you right back here next time on the Built Different Podcast.